Grace to you and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has ascended into heaven and who is coming back to take us home to be with him. Amen. I used to hate it when I was a little boy when my mom and dad would go out to dinner without us children. Because when we were very young, there was this particular couple in our congregation that my family, my mom and dad, would always leave us with. And I'm sure that this elderly husband and wife were really fine folks, but they were terrible babysitters. They were strict, and they were stern, and they weren't any fun. And we weren't permitted to go outside and play in the backyard, and we weren't allowed to run around inside. They generally just wanted us to sit on the couch and look at books, which for a three-year-old boy, bustling with energy, is about the worst thing that you could ever ask him to do. And just when I thought that things couldn't get any worse, it would come time for supper. And as you might guess, they would make me sit there and eat everything on my plate, vegetables and all. And it was absolute torture. I have such fond memories of this that I even called my sister as I was preparing for this sermon. I said to my older sister, Christy, and I said, "Hey, do you remember that couple that we used to stay with, my mom and dad?" And before I even finished, she said, "Oh, it's terrible." So she had the same memory that I did. And she even ate better than I did. So I don't know that my parents ever knew how much I hated going to their house. But had they given me the choice between going to the dentist and having a tooth filled without any Novocaine or going to these folks' house, I would have chosen the dentist. The only thing that got me through those nights was the hope and the promise and the belief that my parents were coming back to get me and to take me home. And I would offer up to you today that this is what we are to hang on to as God's dearly beloved, forgiven, and redeemed children. We are to hang on to the hope and the promise and the belief that Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our God, is coming back and that he's going to take us home. Our text this morning is the account of Jesus' ascension recorded actually in two places, Luke and Acts. And we're going to kind of combine these two accounts here. Let me read for you again. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven." Notice what these two men, angels, dressed in white, said to the disciples. They said that the same Jesus who had been taken from them will come back. Those are powerful words of hope and promise. That's a truth that I hang my hat on, even though I don't wear one, every day. Those are words that get me out of bed each morning. They give me the hope and the courage and the fortitude to press on even when my heart and my mind are telling me to give up. Because you see, Jesus is not just coming back to say hello, to visit for a while, just to check in and see how we're doing. He's coming back to get us, to take us with him into heaven, to live with Him for eternity. Remember the words that He spoke Himself to the disciples on the night of His betrayal, the night before He went to the cross to pay for our sins. John records these words in his gospel in chapter 14, and Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am." You see, Jesus told His disciples what these two angels reaffirmed to them, that He is coming back. And Jesus said specifically that He was coming back to take them with Him, to take them to the house of His Father, meaning, of course, heaven, to dwell there with Him for eternity, in a place that He has gone to specially prepare for each one of us. I hated to watch my parents drive away as they dropped us off at that elderly couple's house, because I knew that I was going to have to endure a variety of things that I didn't want to have to endure over the next number of hours. But I also knew that my parents were coming back. And so no matter how bored I was, or how bad the food was, or how sternly they spoke to me, I knew that it wouldn't last forever. The same is true for us as we go through this journey of life. None of us enjoy the trials and the tribulations that we face in this world. No one, at least no one that I know of, looks forward to growing old, losing their independence and their faculties and their health. No one looks forward to mortgage payments, cancer treatments, or going out and trying to find a new job. No one gets excited about credit card debt, about losing a loved one, about saying goodbye to friends as we move off to a new place, or struggling with one's own sexuality. Our lives are full of all kinds of things that none of us really like or want to be part of our lives. But they're here anyways, because we live in a fallen, sinful world. And the only thing that gets us through these trials and tribulations is knowing that our Savior Jesus, the one who died and who rose to give us forgiveness and to give us life, that one day He is coming back to raise us and to take us to live with Him in heaven. I never served in the military, but I've read that the U.S. Marines and the Army Rangers, I believe, maybe the rest of the military, but I know those two branches, have a motto which states, "Leave no man behind." I can't imagine how much comfort that little phrase must bring to those soldiers who are caught behind enemy lines or trapped in an ambush firefight. Knowing that you are part of something that is larger than yourself, and that your brothers and sisters at arms will not leave you behind, is the kind of belief that gives a soldier hope, even when facing tremendous danger. And so too, knowing that we, as God's baptized and redeemed children, are part of something that is larger than ourselves, and that our Lord and Savior Jesus will not leave us behind. That's the belief that gives us the hope. The hope that we need when we face tremendous difficulties and obstacles and pressures and sorrows in this life. He is coming back for us. And that truth can and will bring you comfort even in life's darkest hours. I pray that you will believe in, hope in, and be encouraged by that truth always. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, amen.